Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise jumping in live. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. I am very pumped about our guest today. Guy is a video marketing genius, so much so he changed his last name. I got Owen Hemsath on, and he prefers you call him Owen Video, I think in part because of how hard his last name is to pronounce. But Owen, my man, thanks for jumping on, dude. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm well, and it's such an honor to be here. You know, I'm a big fan of your content. I love what you're doing for realtors and for the real estate profession. You're really upping the bar, upping the level. I love that audience and love those professionals, so I'm really glad to be here today.
Man, that's awesome. Let's like dive right into this. How did you earn the last name Video? Like, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you come to this point in your career?
Yeah, you know, I've had a video camera in my hand since I was about 8 years old. My dad came home Christmas 1988, and we had two gifts under the tree. We were a working class family. My dad drove a UPS truck for most of my life, and we had a Nintendo and a video camera, one of these big shoulder mount beasts, you know what I mean? And you had to put a whole VHS cassette tape
in. Oh, yeah.
Well, I played Nintendo for about 4 seconds, and I was hooked on the video camera, making stop motion Lego animations, you know, and different magic shows with my brothers and sisters. And all through middle school and high school, had a camera in my hand. I got, you know, big into theater and performance, and again, just kept trying to translate that into video. It wasn't until I had lost my job, and just for the record, I've lost most of the jobs that I've had, that I decided to pursue my own passion, which is video. So I went to school to study filmmaking and media. I did very well there. And from then on, I mean, I've been making video for businesses specifically, and having a great time doing it. So recently, it was actually last year, I was awarded California Small Business of the Year. I got this great award. They flew me out to Sacramento, you know, like the everybody's there. All the congressional people, the senators are all there. And they say, you know, congratulations, Owen Hibbity Hobbity. And so then, Grant, they bring out, they say, how do you pronounce that? He goes, how do you pronounce that? And he brings another guy up. And so you got three guys trying to pronounce my name. And I just walk up and I'm like, guys, I got it, you know, and that's the day on the plane ride home, I changed all of my accounts to Owen Video, and that's why and how I got the name.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about losing jobs and coming into entrepreneurship a little bit. I can relate. I think I've held one job my entire life. Yeah. And, you know, growing up, nobody could tell me what to do, how to do it. If you asked me, I would do anything. I would do anything for you. But if you try to tell me how I was going to do anything, I basically, would do the opposite out of spite. And some of that has come back to get me a little bit. But I'm curious. I like to add a little mindset, personal growth flair to the show a little bit. So, you know, walk me through, like, how has this entrepreneurial journey led you to, you know, where you are today?
Yeah, this is such a great question. I can absolutely relate from the time I was a young kid. I grew up in a working class family. You know, the idea of being an entrepreneur or making money for yourself, like, it was not only not talked about, it was almost like a sin, right? Like, those were the bad people, you know, that were trying to take us over. And so my dad sort of ingrained in me, you know, one day you'll be a UPS driver. And even at a young age, I love my dad, but even at a young age, I was like, if that ever happens to me, please, please destroy me. And it wasn't because I'm anti, you know, drivers or working class or anything like that. It just wasn't for me. I don't belong in the mold that someone else has made for me. So since a young kid, you know, I had odd jobs. I always wanted to do things on the side. And it wasn't until about 30 years old. I was actually about 28. And I had lost a job. I was a salesperson at a radio station. I was number one in sales. It's an interesting story. I was working at a radio station in Orange County. I was number one in sales. I was selling the most airtime advertisement, and I was selling the most space on this new platform called Internet Radio. They launched it in the company. I immediately sold out all the inventory. My boss, at some particular moment in time, he comes up to me and he says, hey, Owen, you know your big doctor client? I'm going to give that to Jim. That seems like more of a fit for Jim. And so I kind of popped out of my cubicle. And I'm like, hey, do me a favor. Don't touch my clients and call me sir when you talk to me, right? And I was being goofy, but I was also being sort of jerk, you know. They pulled me into the office and they fired me that day for insubordination. You know, for me, I didn't know what to do. And I went into sort of a 2-week stage of just not knowing what to do. Why do I keep getting fired? Why are these things never working out for me? Why? What's wrong with me? And it was at that point, a friend of mine gave me a book by John C. Maxwell called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And Grant, everything clicked. I'm like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a leader. And from that point on, I was developing my own products, my own services, and my own way of making money. And I've never gone back. You know, since then, I've been doing my own thing. I started a fitness company. We did very well at that. I went on to start a freelance video making company. We did very well at that. 6 figures our first year. And that eventually turned into my consulting firm, thevideospot.net, where we're still alive and thriving to this day.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So obviously video is huge. I believe it's very almost paramount to the success of, you know, anybody's marketing strategy right now. Sure. And I've been implementing video in my business for the last 3 to 4 years. And it's how I developed some of my, you know, methods of growing a brand and growing a business. And a lot of what we're teaching real estate agents today is like, look, content is king. And if you are not putting yourself out there in a video style format, you are really, really, really missing the boat. And a lot of what we teach is how to basically leverage video show type content to become an influencer in your local community.
Right.
And so what advice could you give somebody? And I know we're getting just a little bit of feedback from if you can hear that, I don't know if it's me or if it's you, but hopefully if you listen to this and you hear it, I'm sorry, we're going to keep going. But what type of video content do you believe is very important from, you know, maybe a YouTube standpoint? I know that's like really your thing, but yeah, video in general, yeah. What do you think that agents should be putting out right now?
You know, it's important to look at the stats behind video, especially as an agent, because homeowners are spending a ton of time online researching the real estate marketplace in their preferred area before making a decision. And this is a stat from, by the way, Google and the National Realtor Association, or National Association of Realtors. A homeowner, a home buyer, is 403 times more likely to do business with a listing that they saw a video attached to. So you've got to know where video is working in your industry, and you have to have a presence there. It's not going to be one video, okay? I get a ton of entrepreneurs, small business people, real estate agents, they come to me, they go, hey, we want to do a video. But never have I seen success happen with a video, right? You have got to be creating video on a regular basis that show your style, your way of doing things, your marketplace, right? If you're a specialist in single family homes, if you're a specialist in horse property or ranch property, if you're a specialist in condos or beachfront property, you need to make a video per week about that property and about your specialty and expect nothing for a year. I mean, really lower the expectation. I can't even tell you how many realtors have come into my program. They make 2 videos and, this thing didn't work. You know, you have got to create a show, if you will, right? Where you are committed to going live on YouTube every Monday at 9 a.m. to talk about what you're a specialist in. See, what that does is it creates the snowball effect, right? People hear about you and they see it and they go, that's interesting, and then they forget about it. But then they see you again next Monday and they go, hey, Jim's out here again. Susie's out here again doing this amazing thing. And then, but it doesn't matter to them, right? And then 3 weeks later, they go, wow, Jim and Susie are still doing this thing. I guess they're really reliable. And then they see you again and they go, you know what? That's the guy that I want when we sell our home. That's the person we want to list with, because I've been following them every single day for the last 6 months. There's a term that we use in media. It's called, and I want you guys to really listen to this, right? So if you're taking notes, you know, write this down. A parasocial relationship, okay? A parasocial relationship is a one-sided relationship. It's a lot like binge watching on your favorite TV show, right? You start to get to know the characters. You feel like you really know who they are. You know, I remember I was sick with cancer a couple years ago, and I was sitting on my couch and I watched Frasier like 9 years of Frazier back to back while I was repairing my body from chemotherapy. And I felt like I knew Frazier Crane. I felt like if I saw him on the street, I'd be like, Frazier. And then I realized the dude's name is Kelsey Grammer. You know, it's not even Frazier, right? But I had built this one-sided relationship with him. This is a very powerful tool. You as an agent, you want your audience, your potential audience, the people of Temecula, the people of Tempe, the people of New York, to have a relationship with you so that when they say, I got to buy a house, I got to sell a house, nobody else even comes to their mind except for you. They know you, they like you, and they trust you. And you've done that by delivering unique content to them on a weekly basis. And it doesn't even have to be good. You don't need, you know, fancy equipment and all this expensive stuff. You know, a webcam, a mobile device on a tripod is enough to deliver a message that will really change people's lives. And if you believe you're the best agent for them, you should be motivated every single week to get that camera out and share what you know with your potential audience. And that's the way.
Yeah, I agree. Professional uses video. I agree 100%. We recently coined a what I call the mantra method. And a lot of that involves teaching real estate agents how to create a show, which I think is crucially important, and how to leverage that show through Facebook ads to basically automatically follow up and socially sell people on building a relationship with you, on doing business with you. And I think what you said there, what was that word that you used? It was para what? The one-sided?
A parasocial relationship.
Parasocial relationship. That's almost as bad as your last name from a tongue perspective.
Call me Owen Parasocial.
But it is 100%. Sure, we've been programmed since we were little kids. And the way that I present this is that we've been programmed since we were little kids to celebritize what we see behind a TV screen. Yes. And you think about this with something as cheesy as your local weatherman. You see this guy every week. You watch him every day, maybe. And then when you see him in public, the first thing you do is you tap somebody on the shoulder and say, hey, that's Dan Scoff, the weatherman, or whatever. That's my local weather guy's name. And of course, I know that stupid fact because I see the guy all the time. Yeah. And what happens is, you know, our TV stations used to be ABC, CBS, NBC, whatever. And now, they're on this little bitty 3x4-inch device, and I'm holding up my cell phone, and our TV stations are Facebook, and they're YouTube, and they're Snapchat, and they're internet TV providers. And so what happens when you create a show and you put content out, people begin to see that repetitively, like Owen's talking about, and they celebritize you. They place that celebrity status on you because that's what they've been programmed to believe their entire life. And so we're trying to just bury this into real estate agents' minds right now. Is it's not a, it's a brand strategy. There's a difference between branding and direct marketing. Branding is a slow, patient play over time. Yes. You know, things are going to happen. Direct marketing is I'm going to put out this campaign and I'm going to get this lead in exchange.
Yes.
So you're playing, don't confuse the games that you're playing here. When you're putting out that video content, people are subconsciously building a relationship with you. And real estate agents come to us all the time. I have like 3 or 4 points I'm trying to make right here. But real estate agents come to us all the time. And say, how can I be different? Well, be yourself. Well, how can I be myself? Stand out. How can you stand out? Well, put yourself out there in a way that no other agent is willing to. 79% of people in 2017 chose to do business with the first agent that they spoke to.
That's right.
So when you look at that, and then you look at the fact that 86% of the consumer chose the first agent they met with, you start looking at like, man, if I just put video out there where they see me and they're speaking to me just in a different way, my chances of converting that lead climb significantly.
And at zero cost to your shoe sneakers, right? To your sneaker plastic, right? You're not out knocking on doors. You're not out at these endless chamber meetings and BNI, well, you know, other meetings where you're paying for breakfast and you're doing all these things that never result in a sale, at least, or at least not the kind of sale that you want, not the kind of agreement that you want.
Yep.
When you're in the comfort of your home, right, and you're saying, hey, guys, here's what's happening in the city of California, the city of San Diego. Here's what the marketplace is like today. And you're doing market updates. You're talking about what you love. And it's my assumption that the agents listening to this program love real estate, right? I'm assuming that you love it. So just talk about what you love once a week. And if you can do it more, do it more. I'm working with agents right now that, and I have in the past, that are not only doing their weekly show on YouTube, but every time they do a showing, they will pull out their iPhone and do like a live like a live Facebook. Hey, today we're showing a house and look at these great doorknobs. Look at this. This home is really staged really well. 10 minutes, 5 minutes. It is, you're incorporating video into what you're doing already anyway. And you're not getting little shopping lists and putting rocks on top of it and putting it in. Man, I see that stuff on my driveway and it drives me. I actually want to call the guy and say, I just want you to know I'm never going to do business with you because yes. I hate the way you're marketing to me.
Yes, yes.
And of course, I've never done that, but yeah, I feel that way.
I have, but that's different podcast. I think the one more point I want to make before I get the next question for you is that, you know, when you think about local business owners and local community leaders and local nonprofits and local organizations, one of the things that they all individually struggle with is getting attention. And that's something that you as a real estate professional, you're trying to master, you're trying to break through obscurity, build preeminence, get everybody to know, like, and trust you. And video is one of the most excellent ways to do that. But what happens, and I just did a 49-minute masterclass on this, is when you connect with those other business owners and you say, hey, I want to have you on my show, the conversation immediately changes. Because what real estate agents have been doing is saying, hey, will you send me referrals? Hey, will you send me referrals? Hey, will you send me referrals? Begging for business. When the paradigm shift happens, when you just reach out to the business owner, hey, I'm looking for community leaders that I want to interview on my show, and I'm going to promote that show to my audience, and I'd hope that you would do the same thing. Basically, what happens is you create this powerful syndicate because you take – think of the most influential person in your community. They're still trying to get more attention.
Yes.
And so when you bring them on your show, you interview them, you ask them questions that amounts to 10 or 15 minutes of conversation. What you've just done is you've added value to that local community leader who's going to take that little video or that show or whatever, and they're going to share it with everyone on their email list, and they're going to share it with their entire following, and they're going to share it with their entire network. So you create this really powerful group or association with the really influential leaders. And not only do you get the power of them now sharing your message as a real estate professional, but this is where it becomes really, I think, crucial, is you've created that association. So now when that lead that you generated has seen you on video, they've seen your content, they're building that relationship, and then they see you with their local coffee shop owner. Everybody's got their coffee shop, their third place. Yeah. They see you with their painter. They see you with their cleaning lady. What happens is you create those associations. And so where they were kind of subconsciously building a relationship with you, now they're like locked in on doing business with you because you are connected to their person or their guy. My brother and I, we get in arguments all the time about who's got a better guy. You know, if you need a painter, you got to call my guy.
Yeah, exactly. My guy.
Screw my brother's tire guy. He sucks. He's going to flatten all your tires. He's going to ruin your life. Like, just call my guy. But like that power of association that the consumer now couples with all the brand and content and everything that they're seeing, it's just a lock when you, it's that whatever paradoxical thingy that you were talking about, where they build that one-sided relationship. And I can't tell you how many people I've met. I'll go to events, I'll speak on stage, get done, people walk up and like, man, I've been following you for a year. I feel like I know you already. And the relationship has just already started. And I think that the consumer, if you look at real estate agents that are obsessed with immediate gratification, or at least most, I'll preface that, at least most are obsessed with immediate gratification.
Yeah, sure.
It's way more powerful when you can stop trying to follow up with leads 50,000 times a day and then just be yourself, be natural, create content, create affluence. And you know,
my clients are in a position where they're saying no to people.
Yes. Right?
They're getting, those calls are coming in because they're out there already. And it becomes more of a situation. I've actually had broker clients that are now establishing new relationships with other brokers and referring out and taking a percentage of the commission. They say, look, I got a call from a guy who wants to sell his condo. I don't really like doing condos. I'm going to give it to you. I just want 1% of what comes in. And that's a very powerful place to be in because now you have other people in your industry actually coming to you, giving you flowers, giving you chocolates and saying, hey, can I get that next lead that you don't want? Everybody wants to be in a place where the leads are calling them. And that's exactly what video does.
Absolutely. So I know you're a YouTube guy. I think you're a video guy at your core, but I know that you have a little bit of preference in YouTube. So walk us through that a little bit. You know, why is YouTube such a preferred platform?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, YouTube and Facebook are very different in the way that they display video. Okay. So Facebook is a service community where they serve you the video, right? Whether you ask for it or not. And what we're seeing with the whole congressional thing right now is that they're talking about how those videos get served to you. But, you know, a realtor makes a video and then they choose who they want it to go to. And then that person sees it automatically. It starts to play automatically. The average watch time of a Facebook video is right around 15 seconds. 15 seconds. That is not enough time to get your message out unless you've served a very highly qualified viewer. Now, on Facebook, YouTube is a search scenario. So imagine the psychology of the end user. They went to Google or they went to YouTube and they typed in something. They were looking for something. What is a VA loan? How to get a VA loan? Homes for sale in Tempe, Arizona. They looked for it. Then they saw a bunch of search results, right? They saw your video's thumbnail. They saw a lot of other video thumbnails and they chose to click on yours. So on YouTube, by the time someone watches your video, they've already gone through two major qualifiers. They were searching for something in your industry, and then out of all the other competitors, they chose your video. So now you're in a place where it's your client to lose. What we teach is we teach how to make great-looking thumbnails, right? The thumbnail is like a core foundation piece, is get them to click. We call it winning the click. Right? You want to win the click. And then once you've won the click, you have to instantly engage them with a hook that's going to keep them watching for another minute or two. We always say the first 5 seconds of the video earns you the next 60 seconds of the video. Now that doesn't mean make a video that's 65 seconds long. You want to make a video that's as long as it needs to be. Some of them will be 5 minutes. Some of them will be 10 minutes. But the idea is this, is after they click on you, let's say they clicked on, you know, how to get a VA loan. The first thing you say is, hey, if you clicked on this video, you're probably wanting to know how you can qualify for a VA loan and what the process is. I'm going to give you 3 steps and we're going to get into that right now. The last thing you want to do, I mean, not like the last thing in the video, but the absolute thing you do not want to do is say, hey, my name is Billy Bob Jones and I'm from the real estate capital of Tempe, and we've sold 1,000 homes, and you're gonna, and I'm an ASP and a CPA and all this. Who gives a rat's behind stuff, right? Get right into the content, hook them, promise them, hey, I know why you clicked, right? Show me you know me. I know why you clicked, and I'm gonna show you 3 ways, 5 ways, 10 ways to get what you wanted, and we're gonna do it right now. In my newest stuff, I don't even talk about who I am until the very end of the video. I got my name here.
We talk about that all the time. You know, real estate agents don't necessarily understand this. And Eugene Schwartz is one of the greatest direct marketing advertisers of all time. And you might be familiar with some of the work. If you guys want to go out and buy Eugene's books, I think they're now valued around $800 or $900 for Breakthrough Advertising, which is one of his greatest books. But he talks about the consumer levels of awareness, and it's something that most real estate agents are completely and totally unaware of because they think like real estate agents. They don't think like the consumer, which if you're going to market, you've got to think like a consumer, not like an agent. So We talk about this all the time, how there are 3 basic consumer levels of awareness. There are unaware, which is obvious. The client is unaware of his, her desire, need for the real estate process, which is like, duh. Right. And so Eugene Schwartz talks about this a lot. He says you could spend a fortune trying to educate a customer on why they need you, and you'll basically just go bankrupt because you can't create desire. You can only leverage it once it's been created within the person themselves, which feeds us into home aware, which is the second phase of awareness. This is where Zillow, for example, became a multi-multi-million-dollar company because they leveraged the consumer's initial desire, and they understood that the secondary desire, the third phase of awareness, is where the agent becomes even necessary. And so we teach agents, stop talking about yourself because you're irrelevant to the real estate process, especially to the consumer that doesn't know you, has never seen you, isn't interested in you. They're interested in the end result.
Yes.
End result being a home sold, a home purchased, or a home list or listings. That's why those videos are so powerful. And so stop trying to talk about yourself because you do not matter until that customer gets to that third phase of awareness, which is where they're home plus you aware. They've seen the homes and the properties, and now they've seen you And that's where you want to market relational content. That's where the social proof matters. That's where being Jim Bob that sells 100,000 houses a year becomes important, because that's when they've started that relationship building process.
That's right. And that needs to be a part of your content strategy, right? So
absolutely,
you're making video. You've got to make videos in a sense that are like, okay, I want to make videos to bring traffic to my channel, right? Or to my page. So you're going to do stuff like, you know, how to get a loan, or three different ways to remodel your home, or top ways to get top dollar for your home. And you're bringing people into your channel, but then maybe once a month, you're going to do something like an about me video, or you're going to do something about your own stats to build community. But that's only one quarter of your strategy, right? But having that nice little diversified, bunch of content. Because here's what happens is you're going to get a call from somebody eventually who's been following you for a long time, and they're going to finally want that coffee meeting with you. And you know what we do is we try to encourage a lot of those coffee meetings, right? I'll buy the coffee, that sort of thing, and whatnot. In your email signature, how about having that video ready that's like about me, right? So that when they're in that home plus me aware scenario, you've already got the video made. And you can send it to them, and you show pictures of your kids. And really, you talk less about real estate, more about who you are as a person. Talk about the church you go to.
We talk about that all the time. Awesome. And that is that, like, you are so irrelevant. You don't even understand. I mean, I sell products, right? I teach real estate agents how to use Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And we get on a call, a sales call or a coaching call or whatever you want to call it. We might talk about Facebook ads for 5 minutes. Sure. Honestly, we might talk about Facebook ads for 5 minutes, and we teach agents the same thing. When you are talking to a prospect, do not, whatever you do, talk about products for at least 45 minutes into the call.
Yeah.
That entire 20, 30, 40 minutes is just building relationships. We always tell you want to try and win a friend in less than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can't do that when you're trying to sell them something.
Right.
Only do that by talking about your kids, your church, political affiliations, your this, your that, your other, building a relationship stuff.
Huge.
And it's the good agents that we talk to, and then it's the great agents. You can absolutely tell the difference between the good agent trying to sell a product and the great agent just trying to build a relationship.
You know, and that's why, you know, because I've been following your content for a long time. You know, I've seen you on Facebook, and I work with a lot of realtors. So I think Facebook even probably thinks I'm in the real estate business. And we do have a strong handful of realtors that have looked at our courses and our things like this. But what's important to know is that you're thinking like a marketer, kind of like you were saying earlier. You're thinking like a marketer and building relationship with people first. That's got to be first and foremost at the front of your mind. And that comes with consistency, right? Like most of us never bought a product on the first time we saw it, right? We had to see it a couple times. That's why Tide with Bleach advertises three different times, you know, on a Golden Girls rerun. Now, I may have just sort of exposed a little bit too much about myself that I watched Golden Girls. I want to thank you for being a friend.
Building a relationship, right?
I'm letting you know. I'm letting you in, right?
Yeah.
The corner. But you got to be there for them once a week, twice a week at the same time, so they come to know, like, and trust you. So that by the time that coffee shop thing happens, again, it's your client to lose. They already should be in a place where, as long as you don't say anything stupid, right, you're going to move forward. What I feel is such a bummer, I guess, is very a soft word for it, is that I go to a lot of these local real estate events, like NAR was out here last year and we went there. Nobody is talking about this stuff. I've had big broker agencies, national names, I don't want to mention any names. They call me into like their, you know, hey, come to our quarterly meeting and da-da-da, and you can have 10 minutes to talk about video. They're talking about stuff that is so outdated and irrelevant, and it's all very safe, right? It's all so that the broker doesn't get sued and your agents don't get sued. And that's a disservice to the agents out there. You guys are going to have to look beyond your broker tools, right? Beyond, you know, the email systems.
Oh, yeah.
Actually get the type of training. And that's the kind of training that Grand is doing. I mean, you're doing such great stuff for the industry. It's really, I'm glad there's guys that are out there doing what you do.
Well, I genuinely appreciate that, man. I know that you're doing the exact same thing. And I want to make sure that anybody that's listening to this, perfect segue, anybody that's listening to this has an opportunity to come do business with you. And I think they should. I personally do business with you, which is, you know, in part why you're on the podcast. Because, I mean, the stuff that you do, the work that you do is incredibly valuable. And we want to make sure that more agents have the opportunity to connect with you and get consulting on video and get help with YouTube and those different types of things. So thanks for jumping on first and foremost. But how, if somebody was listening to this, like, I got to talk to this Owen video guy. He sounds very interesting. How can somebody connect with you?
Go to thevideospot.net. And that's my main hub. You'll find access to my YouTube channel, my Facebook page. We're live on Facebook twice a week on two different pages. So we're always talking about this stuff. And you can have access to, yeah, I've got some one-on-one stuff. Or if you just want to ask a question, you know, I live for this, you know. This is what got me out of being fired all the time. People say, how did you leave your job? I said, I never had a job. I just got fired all the time. So I enjoy talking to business owners, and that's the different thing about me is you got to remember you're in business. So when we upload videos to YouTube, when we upload videos to Facebook, we're not trying to become super famous, right? We're not trying to become YouTube celebrities. What you're trying to do is hit the right people at the right time with the right video so that they list their home with you. You might upload a video that only gets 37 views. That's okay because you're not trying to become a YouTube star. If one of those 37 people is listing a home in the next 90 to 180 days, you're going to be in a very solid position over your competitors. And you can learn a lot more about that at my website, thevideospot.net.
Got to go check it out. Thevideospot.net. We will make sure to link that up. And man, I appreciate it. I love getting on with some passionate guys. It gets me all fired up. I think I told you before we got started, I just recorded a 49-minute masterclass. It was a little drained, but you got me reinvigorated to jump back in and finish the day strong. So, dude, I appreciate it. Look forward to doing more work with you myself, and I look forward and hope that if you're listening to this, you're a real estate professional, take this seriously. Hit Owen up. Connect with him any way you can. We'll try and link as much as we can in the show notes. You guys, I appreciate you stopping by. Hoping you got a lot of value out of today's conversation. We'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Real Estate University, the podcast. You guys have an amazing day, and we will talk to you soon. Peace.